This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with David Commande, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Heartland Festival Orchestra. He's here to share with us more about their upcoming performance, Beethoven's Ninth, on September 9th at Five Points in Washington. David, welcome back.
Great to be here.
So let's jump to the main event of this program, Beethoven's Ninth, possibly considered one of the greatest classical works ever written. Can you walk us through the scope and the magnitude of this piece?
Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, of course, is his last symphony. It's his biggest symphony. It's his most expansive, if we think of big and expansive as different. Expansive in terms of the length of the individual movements, in terms of the instrumental forces, and especially in terms of the addition of a chorus to the symphony in the final movement, on top of that, four vocal soloists. What's also amazing about this symphony is the number of ways in which it changed music history. If you listen to Dvorak's New World Symphony, not all that many years later, you hear elements in that symphony which could not have been imagined by Dvorak if you hadn't had somebody blazing a trail in advance. One of the fascinating things about this symphony is the interconnection of the movements. And that, of course, is a characteristic of many earlier symphonies if you study their motives and their tonalities and details like that. But Beethoven goes beyond just making melodies and tonalities or keys that relate one to another, but actually in his final movement, he quotes from the three earlier movements in trying to wrap it all up. So when you get to the final movement, you have these little excerpts from the first, second, and third movements in order as interludes, and you get the feeling, oh, I'm somewhere that Beethoven has been bringing me, and he's reminding me how I got here so that I experience what he's trying to create with the entirety of the symphony.
You know, it's interesting. When we think of the Lincoln Portrait, we so often think of the text of the piece, and we so often think of the narrator of the piece. But what can you tell us about Copland's score, his orchestration, which is sometimes the piece of it that we lose sight of?
Yeah, it's interesting and it's ironic because easily the first half of the piece has no narration whatsoever. There's a long, it's not really an introduction. There's a long musical portrait of Lincoln before you get to any of his words. And to describe in words what people will hear when they come to our concert, Copland, of course, his gift musically was to create a sound that Americans could recognize as American. It usually has a kind of openness. It's not really complicated harmonically. It uses open fifths or simple intervals. And he uses very simple intervals, I think, to signify Lincoln's down-to-earth man of the people, his simple background. Ta-tum, ta-tum, ti-tum, ta-tum. And also, there's a certain kind of deliberateness about it that I think reflects what we know about Lincoln's way. He was not a man who ran about, who ever looked hectic to my mind. We also know he had a great sense of humor. And also the part about being a man of the people, there are a couple of American folk tune quotes, one of which was Camptown Races, which is built into it. And so there's a very perky section also, which is part of that connected to the people and the nation. But Copland's musical framework characterizes Lincoln, but also without in any way stepping in front of the words and the nobility of the sentiments, frames them and helps to ennoble them.
In line with the themes of brotherhood and also just the musical accessibility of this program, let's talk a little bit about this program's community partner that you have.
You know, for me, it was very special to go and visit the Central Illinois Writing Therapy location, which is in East Peoria. There's a park there, and it's hosted. It's the landlord for the stables for this program is East Peoria Park District. there's a wonderful facility there. Maybe it's 12 to 15 horses who are donated or, you know, gifted to the program. The riding therapy is designed to help people who have various kinds of disabilities. They can be physical disabilities. They can be mental disabilities. The program also helps with so-called wounded warriors. Sometimes vets will come back from the wars and have issues. And it makes use of the amazing effects, both physical, of riding on a horse, because riding on a horse makes demands of the core muscles. It also has impact on your spine, which can have very beneficial effects. Also, there's the natural organic rhythm of being on a horse. There's even the literal warmth of the horse for some of the clients who get the therapy. But then there's also the, for lack of a better word, the spiritual connection of the horse with the rider, which, you know, we know about dogs being helpful in therapy. Animals are helpful to humans in therapy. And this is something that they have really demonstrated. So, for example, the program director, Jenna Walker, told me a story about a young girl, still quite young, and the prediction was that in her lifetime she would never get out of a stroller because she had such severe disabilities. And the first time they put her on a horse, she had to be laying on top of the horse. And 4 years later, she was walking. Just think of that. So who knew? I mean, I certainly didn't know about it. But in all simplicity, you know, the folks there are helping, you know, two or three riders at a time in a half-hour class inside of the stable ring. They're moving around horses. They might be looking for, you know, if certain kind of disabilities, you got to go and find this color-haired troll and pick it up and bring it back to the... It can be very simple. But kind of one person at a time, one class at a time, they're doing great work.
We've been talking with David Commande from the Heartland Festival Orchestra. The orchestra's new season starts off with a concert featuring Beethoven's Ninth Symphony and music by Aaron Copland. The performance is next Saturday at 7:30 at Five Points, Washington. David, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Also this weekend, you can enjoy the Blues and Heritage Festival as it returns to the Peoria Riverfront tonight and tomorrow. Featured performers include Dr. John, Funk Vendetta, Southern Avenue, and Big Dog Mercer. For more information and tickets, visit PeoriaBluesAndHeritageFestival.com. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to our weekly podcast on the NPR One app or at PeoriaPublicRadio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.